My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is his third season at the helm, and joining us now, as he will every Thursday at 4 o'clock, at least we hope, it's the head coach of the Oregon Ducks, Dan Lanning. Hello, coach.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey. You know, I got to give you an award. Suk and I have been doing this for 20 years together. You are the most punctual head coach of any head coach we have had a regular visit with. So congrats.
That's good. I appreciate that. Yeah, trying to be the best at that. Now, I value your guys' time. Especially knowing now you guys got to go from 9 a.m. till game time. Like, what are you going to talk about that whole time?
Oh, not us. I mean,
that's wild.
It's more of a station sort of thing.
Yeah, it'll be a bunch of different shows. Yeah,
we don't like to exert ourselves that much early in the season.
Yeah, we don't work on Saturdays. Come on.
Station thing. I was going to say, do you guys get a bathroom break? That's a long time.
Now, is your punctuality, is that just Dan Lanning, or is that someone helping you stay on schedule? Like, does it take an army?
I do get my schedule sent to me every day, and I have reminders built in and stuff like that on my phone, but it's certainly something that matters to me too, right? I want to be on time.
Let me ask you this. If you happen to be late involving the family and the missus, does she rub it in your face?
Yeah, but I've learned a lesson here. Never tell your wife the actual time you'll be somewhere, right? Always tell her later, and then when you're early, it's this huge surprise, and it's great. So I don't get burned by that because I never – if I think I'm going to get home early, I don't communicate that.
Right.
That is such a wild,
so it's a win.
Everyone take note of that, because there's nothing worse than when you're playing around a golf or whatever, or you're out with some buddies, and you're like, oh, honey, I'll be home by 10. You know you're not getting home by 10. Why say 10?
Yeah.
Push it later.
I mean, if you play golf, we all know golf takes 7 hours. It doesn't happen that fast, right? And then if you play 9 and you only get 4 hours in, then that's different, right? So
What trips did you take this off season before we dig into football?
Yeah, I had a buddy got married in Miami, so Sophia and I went down there to be a part of his wedding. He coaches for the Giants, so got to see some friends and experience that. And then we went back to Missouri to the Lake of the Ozarks and had her family and my family kind of hang out with us down there at the lake. And then for the most of the summer, we were kind of out here in the Pacific Northwest. We went to the coast for a little bit. We went to Lake Coeur d'Alene. And then try to be around Eugene as much as possible.
Was it the class reunion this summer?
It was, yeah, class reunion. So we went back to Missouri. We stopped by there for a 20-year reunion.
Yeah, and you were
that was fun.
You were in charge of it because you were class president, is that right?
Yeah, but we got a strong class, man. There's no slackers in our class. They all chip in. You know, it's really just show up and hang out with each other. There's not a lot that's required at this point. You know, I guess send out Facebook invites, which I don't know how many people are still using that or not, but we got most of our class there. We didn't get them all there. We only had 92 people in my graduating class, so we had a good group.
Let me ask you this. You know, being a public figure and, like, the salary out there, do you have to pick up the tab? Is it implied, or were others reaching for their wallets as well?
Everybody reaches for their wallets, but, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Right?
You're picking up
that
tab.
You got to take care of it. Yeah, absolutely.
But I appreciate that at least they made the, oh, no. Well, let me. But it's kind of a slow reach. I appreciate that.
No, they were all more than willing to, but that was something we wanted to be able to. I mean, there's responsibilities of being the class president, right? You got to pick up the slack.
I like it.
So this is Oregon coach Dan Lanning here with us each Thursday at 4. So I wanted to ask you about helmet communications with players. You know, that's for the first time that's legal. Just generally, how has that adjustment gone for you so far?
I'm really anxious to see, you know, game one and what it looks like. You know, the switch will go off at 15 seconds, so that's going to be something that's a little bit different in the game, because in practice you kind of just have to hold yourself accountable. You don't have a switch that turns it on and off, you know, so that'll be one piece that's different. But we've practiced it all fall camp. Our coaches and players have done a really good job with it. I think it's really important as a coach that you don't give too much information and you let your players go out there and play. So that's something we're going to, you know, make sure that we monitor and self-scout ourselves after the first game. Like, how was this? How could this be better? But I think it would be something that could be a really cool advantage and something we're going to take advantage of when we get out there.
So it'll be Dylan Gabriel and Jeffrey Bossa with the green stickers. Is that right?
Yeah, and I mean, obviously that can change based on who's in the game. You're allowed to have one player, you know, that can be the green dot on the field at all times except for non-live kick. So still only a one dot can be on the field for punt, punt block return. Like, you can only have one, but if you were doing kickoff or kickoff return, you could have multiple green dots on the field.
Okay.
Obviously not a lot of people are going to have their quarterback out there on kickoff return or kickoff. So it really doesn't necessarily matter, but you're not required to monitor it there.
And then the coach, so I assume Will Stein will be talking to on the offense. And then is it Tosh Lapoy? Is it you? Who's on the defensive side?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So Tosh will have one, we'll have one, and then I'll have communication ability as well. But again, too many people talking can get pretty cloudy.
That's what I was wondering. Like, you know, obviously you said it cuts off at 15. So, you know, communicate the play. Is it a practice for your coaches too? I mean, obviously maybe a little tidbit. Hey, look at this safety, a little reminder here, but is there something you guys have to be aware, like you said, of not trying to put too much in a short period of time?
Yeah, so we spend a lot of time talking about what's worth sharing and what's not, right? And what kind of alerts do we want to be able to get our quarterback and not? And I think I've probably told you guys this before. Like, on Thursdays, we kind of play the game before the game. So we watch a TV copy. We actually had those players up there with us today as we went through it with our coaches. And, you know, we're communicating, hey, Dylan, this is what we're going to be saying to you here in this situation, or vice versa, Jeff. You know, this is what we'll be communicating to you in this situation. So should be good.
What are you looking for? I mean, at game one, and look, I'm not trying to make light of Idaho and not asking you to or anything like that, but I mean, obviously, you know, it's the first game, you know, whether it's Georgia or whether it's Idaho. Is what are you looking for out of game one? You know, new quarterback, a lot of new faces. What are we looking for, you know, overall out of game one?
To play the best we can possibly play, right? I mean, we're our measuring stick. We're competing against ourselves each week. That won't change regardless of the opponent, but I just want to put our best foot forward. Whatever our best is that we can accomplish, that's what I want to see on the field, and regardless of who the opponent is. But to do that, to play good football, you got to play clean. You got to make sure you don't have any self-inflicted wounds. You got to take care of the ball. You got to create explosive plays and prevent explosive plays. So, I mean, those are the things that you're going to walk away after this game and say, okay, did we do those things? And if not, how do we improve it quick?
Give me one or two guys that maybe people don't know about that maybe by tomorrow, or I guess it'd be, you know, a couple days from now, that maybe people will be talking about.
I don't ever do that, man. I mean, I appreciate the question, but like, watch the game. You guys watch the game and you'll see who you're excited about. And I'm not one for, you know, making big predictions or hypotheticals. There's a lot of guys on our team that have played extremely well through fall camp, and I think they'll create some excitement. But to single out one or two, I think is probably a disservice to all the other guys that have really worked extremely hard as well. So I think there are going to be several surprises with our team and several guys that could make an impact.
Well, I was watching that Team Out West, you know, your big social media show that you guys put out, and in there you were talking about you. I think you were addressing your coaches. You guys were in Central Oregon or wherever you guys went, and you said something interesting. You said, you know, we have a lot, we know our starters, we know our studs, but our middle guys in our depth, you know, needed to kind of be worked out. A lot of those guys were young. Just in general, how do you describe how that development process has gone as we're up to week one here now?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, it never stops, right? I think we've done a good job of getting guys. What we always talk about is above the line play and below the line play. I think we've gotten several guys that we think can play above the line football, meaning winning football for us, but there's still more to get there. And then there's also the acknowledgement that can change, right? You can be above the line today and not be as good tomorrow, right? So that part never stops. But I've been really pleased with our development so far of those guys and excited to continue to see more.
Was it weird to have the camera following you around, or is it one of those things that after a while you forgot it's there?
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, I mean, it's not that weird, but they do a great job of not. They're never intrusive. Like I mean, I always like it. That's not we're working, but I also acknowledge the job that they've done for us. That has been really cool to give our fans an inside peek at how our programs run. I think it's a huge tool for us in recruiting to be able to talk to a player and say, like, hey, if you come here, this is what you're going to see. So they're around a decent amount here. And our staff does an unbelievable job of putting together a great product. But to say that you don't notice them, I mean, that would be a lie.
Do you check in with recruits on that stuff and just ask them what their opinion is? I mean, is everything kind of vetted through the eyes of recruits?
No, I wouldn't say everything's vetted through them. I think it's vetted through what we want our program to be represented by. It's not going to fit for everyone, right? Our program is going to fit the right guy, and that's the key. Is we want to give a really clear picture of who we really are, right? Not pretend, not make believe in any way. We want to give a clear indication of what is it like to be a part of our program, and then they get to assess that and see if it fits. But it's certainly stuff that we share with those guys whenever we have that material.
So it sounds to me like, I think a lot of coaches would balk a little bit at putting out so much social media content. But for you, did it take a lot of convincing to get you on board with all that? Or is it just simply that? It's just, hey, this helps us in recruiting. Let's do it. I'll suck it up.
Yeah, I mean, look, the best way to win games is have great players. And I think that's something, again, it's not just recruiting. I think there's some people in our creative team that work extremely hard. And I think they appreciate being a part of a program where they can be creative and, have some access. And certainly we look at it whenever it's done each week and we say, no, that can't be in there. Take that out, right? Or remove some things that we think might give somebody else a competitive advantage. But ultimately, I think it tells a great story of, who we are, our team, and, what things are kind of going on in the program. So, I mean, I've had my own family members say it. So, like, what exactly do you do in the spring? Because you guys only have games in the fall. Like, I think it gives a better indication and picture of how much work goes in to creating a season. And the part that maybe I'm most excited about is how it's highlighted the support staff around the building, whether it's a janitor or greenskeeper or whoever that might be, our equipment managers. Like, those guys deserve all that praise and recognition, and it's pretty cool to give a back backdoor view of that.
This is Oregon's Dan Lanning, and this will be the last line of questioning to get you out of here, but you teed that up perfectly because we have done segments on Wilson Love. What we've seen on on that show. So I have an audio quiz for you. So we've got so one of these is going to be Wilson Love. The other is going to be our dear friend here, Jason Sakanik. So let's see if you can guess which one is which. Here is the first.
Get it.
Who is that?
Well, I get to hear them both first.
Yeah.
Damn it. Okay. All right. That's fair. Hold on.
They're both so idiotic. Oh, that's so hilarious. Wilson is awesome, but I feel like I've never heard him say it that many times.
Okay.
Give me the first one.
Get it.
I don't know. I mean, it could be the second one. Well done. Somebody's a great actor. Yeah, give me the second one. It's the second one.
No, I think that's right.
Yeah, second one.
It is number two. That is
we got you on the first one. That was me doing an impression of Wilson Love after I watched.
Yeah, that guy's an animal. Yeah.
There's a lot. Walk around our building, you'll see a lot of impressions of Wilson. Man, he is such a joy to work around and does an unbelievable job with our guys.
Do all strength and conditioning coaches nowadays, because this wasn't like this when I played, but I feel like this is now what a strength and conditioning coach has to be. Like this just, like Red Bull, if a Red Bull was a person.
Yeah, he's definitely that. I'll say this. No, they are not all like that. I think the best ones are genuinely themselves, right? I've been around some that have great energy and enthusiasm. I've been around some that weren't necessarily like that. They could still be really effective and good. You have to be you. Yeah. Wilson is authentically himself every single day. Do I enjoy having one that has some juice and energy? Absolutely, because that's a place where I think it's required sometimes, right? And I think the players are going to match your passion and energy.
Does he ever scare you, like where you don't see him coming, like you turn a corner and then it's just there and it's a little startling?
Oh, man. So Wilson, I wouldn't say I ever get scared, but when I was a GA at Alabama, Wilson was a GA in the strength world. So we were both kind of like at the bottom of the totem pole a little bit. And man, I've got some unbelievable stories that I can't share with you, but he's always had great juice. And he's exactly the same guy today. He's got, you know, unbelievable family, but he's exactly the same guy today he was then, just with more experience.
Oregon coach Dan Lanning, he'll be with us here on The Fan every Thursday at 4. Thanks, coach. Good luck on Saturday.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
All right, we'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, I feel pretty good that my Wilson Love impression got him.
You did get him.
Yeah.
He didn't know.
No.
We stumped him.
He got him the second time, though. The second time
through. Well, I think he just guessed.
Yeah.
He didn't know.
No. Feel pretty good about
it. If you don't
know
Wilson Love, he is the Oregon strength and conditioning coach, and there's an episode of that Team Out West that features him, and boy, ah.
And if you want an even better look,
wow.
Ole Miss is where he was before this.
Wow.
That's where they did a thing on him when he was at Ole Miss, and that's where that's where that comes from.
Wow.
Boy, he is just, again, if you just took like the Red Bull mascot and just morphed him into a real life man, I give you Wilson Love.
God, it's obnoxious.
That's that genuine enthusiasm, Rob.
I know. Well, he said, it's interesting. He said not all of them are like that.
Yeah.
All right. There's Dan Lanning. He will join us every Thursday at 4, the Dan Lanning postgame show, next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.